Rafa, we spent a lot of the summer talking about how difficult transfers had been for you to do, and because there are so many people involved in transfers these days. Are you surprised with the revelations that have been in football this week?
Yeah, well, I think it's not the most important question. It's we have a big issue, a serious issue here, and we have the authorities trying to see what is going on. And for me, as a manager, that's it. So I have to concentrate on my football, and I want to be sure that the authorities, they will check, they will investigate, and they have to try and find a solution.
Is the issue peculiar to England? Is it more obvious in England because there is so much more money in England than on the continent?
As you say, there are too many things. We talk about the transfer window. No, I say that it has to be closed before, and then it will be maybe shorter, and it will be easier. But football now is like this. You have agents, you have a lot of money, and it's always a problem. But again, I would say you have the authorities now. They have to investigate, and they have to decide what was going on.
Is it more difficult nowadays? Are there more people involved? You know, if you cast your mind back to when you first became a manager, I'd imagine it was much more simple back in the day.
No, what I would say is there are more money around, and that's it. But I think, again, I would say that I would like to concentrate on my game or our games.
But would you say, just finally on this, there needs to be more transparency? I mean, MPs were yesterday saying, well, at least be transparent, at least show us transfer fees. You hear so many undisclosed transfers. Transparency.
Yeah, I think that the authorities, they know there are some rules and we have to follow the rules, that's it.
In the meantime, you've got to make sure that, having got yourself up on the ceiling somewhere, Rotherham doesn't become an inconsequential game.
Yeah, but I told the players this morning, so we have the experience of Queen's Park Rangers and after Wolves, so we need to be sure that we don't underestimate any team. That is the championship. It's so difficult. We were watching clips, games, and they are a team that is organised. They have some good strikers, and they are making mistakes, but they are a good team. So we have to approach the game with the same mentality that we did the other day. So be sure that we are concentrated, we are focused, we give everything, and we work as hard as we did the other day. So if we work hard, we can get results against any team, but especially this kind of game. So we have to be sure that we play well and we give everything and keep the momentum. The fans are really happy, really pleased with the performance of the team and with the reaction of the team. So the first half was really good, but the reaction of the team in the last minutes is what you are looking for. So a team that is not giving up, a team that will fight until the end. And the fans, I think they appreciate that, and hopefully we can see the same in the next game.
It was such an emotional high Wednesday night, wasn't it? Is it difficult dealing with players after an occasion like that?
Yeah, no, it's difficult. Obviously, after the game, it's very easy, no? Because everybody was so happy. The day after, you give them a little bit of time, and you start talking about the next game, but not too much. And today we had the proper training session, doing a tactical analysis of the other team, our team, and preparing the set pieces, all these things. So when you play two games a week and you have just 3 days, so the day after, you know, you cannot do too much. The day before of the game, you cannot do too much. So it's just to give them some tips, some ideas, and be sure that mentally they are prepared for the next one.
It is very much a trip into the unknown, isn't it? I mean, Newcastle, as a football club, haven't played Rotherham for 25 years. Nobody's been to this stadium. Nobody knows an awful lot about Rotherham. Can that sometimes be good? Can sometimes you overthink it?
Yeah, you never know. When you have experience, sometimes it's bad, because then you go maybe a stadium that you have had some bad results, and then you go a little bit scared. But in this case, so we have to go with confidence, but no overconfidence, as I said before, and be sure that the players, that when they go on the pitch, they will try to do what they have to do. That is, the first one is to work very hard and have to try to play good football.
We talked before season, we talked early season about the run of six games from Brighton through until Norwich, and how what a big period that was. You've come through with one defeat against Wolves. Are you happy where you are now?
If you remind me of the defeat, no, I'm not very happy. I think more or less we could say, yeah, we are doing well, but I am not happy with two defeats at the beginning and the last one. So I think that we could do better. I think that we could win, or we deserve to win against Aston Villa because we had chances. And we deserve to win easily. When I say easily, so just because the chances that we had against Norwich. So all these things means that for me, we can be stronger. We can be much better. Mm-hmm. And then when you analyze that you have already lost three games, you cannot be happy. So then we are fine. Yes, I would like to be better. And I think that we have to be better. Mm. Yes. And half I confident that we will be better? Yes. Yeah. So I'm sure that the team will improve and we will continue winning games.
And do you look at the rest of the table? Do you look at the table and think, well, okay, nobody's running away with it. Yes, they've started well. Yes, I think they will maintain their position. Do you do that? Do you worry about not being top of the table? Would you like to be top of the table?
Yeah, I would like to be top of the table, but I know that the other teams are doing well, so you cannot say too much because the table is what you do every week, and then you deserve to be there. But I can see our team getting stronger. And I can see teams like Norwich or Brighton, maybe with more possibilities to stay there. But it's difficult to say because Huddersfield Town is doing really well. And then Fulham at the beginning. But still you have teams like Derby that maybe they can wake up. And yes, maybe Aston Villa the same. So I can see a lot of threats. And we are so close that every game is important. But every game maybe it will not make the difference, so we have to be sure that we are consistent.
And having got some tough fixtures out of the way, would you like to go on a run to Christmas now? You know, maybe put wins back to back.
Yeah, I was reading about that, but I don't see Rotherham, I don't see Nottingham, I don't see Barnsley, I don't see Brentford like easy games. Yes. So I can see all of them like difficult games, tough games. So hopefully we can be stronger and stronger. Maybe I can change my opinion now, but I don't see easy games anywhere.